Coming up, we've got an update on the Ironheart Disney Plus series, an update on the Marvel Nova project, plus also what's going on in Latin America with Star Plus going into Disney Plus, and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. So let's start off talking about a couple of Marvel projects. So recently, to promote the upcoming X-Men 97 series, which is coming to Disney Plus later this week on Wednesday, the 20th of March, one of the executive producers, Brad Windebaum, appeared on the Phase Zero podcast to promote the new series, and he kind of gave a little bit of information on the upcoming Nova project. He went on to say, "We love Nova. We are in the really early development on Nova. We have a new system behind the scenes at Marvel Studios. We're more like a traditional studio now. We are developing more than we will actually produce. So there are plans to develop Nova. I love Nova 2. I love Rich Rider 2. I hope it gets to the screen. You know, the world is chaos. There's always things. It's hard to make everything. You've got to conjure these things to make them happen, but I would like to see Nova show one day." So it's nice to see him talking about maybe a Nova show. Maybe this could be a new series or something that they do. But it's important to note that he's very much stressing the idea that they are now developing multiple projects that might not necessarily come to pass. You know, they might be like, right, we'll investigate it, we'll do some market research, see if the story works out right, and then make that decision rather than just going, right, make a series, make this, do that, you know, work out if it's actually feasible. Now, the cool thing with Nova is we've kind of seen this character somewhat introduced already in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It's been floating around for a while, whether or not it's going to be a movie or a Disney like Plus special presentation. I think the special presentations are done. I don't think we're going to be going back to seeing them, because ultimately, they don't make money that a series does in terms of bringing new audiences in, and they don't make any money because they're not at cinemas, so therefore they're just a loss. They're not really doing anything. Well, they're great to watch, but yeah, I just don't see that happening, because there have been rumours about Nova being this one. I think a Nova show would be great. It would be a little bit costly, but they could maybe do a little bit more with that one. I think it's a great character for them to do. Maybe it doesn't work on the big screen, but a series could work. Maybe in the future, you know, a few years' time or something like that, they don't have to rush into doing it. Has to be the right time. Yeah, maybe sort of set it off in a different area. Maybe if they used a volume or something like that, it could work. Not a huge kind of follower of Nova. I've played him in some of the video games and seen a few of him things in like the Spider-Man cartoons, but I'm not a huge Nova fan. Never read any of his comic books. So it would be nice to see something new. Disney can do cool things with new characters within Marvel, but they've kind of introduced way too many. So I don't think at the minute this one's really probably going to go anywhere. They've got projects already lined up for filming for the next few years. I don't know. I think this was more confirmation that might happen. It also might be putting it out in the ether there just to kind of be like to the executives kind of going, look, people want this. Maybe we should go in this direction. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to see. Always nice to see new characters. But I think Nova would be pretty cool. But what do you think? During that same interview, Brad also spoke about the upcoming Marvel series Ironheart. Now, this series was initially announced back at the Investors Day in 2020, so a long time ago. They've already wrapped filming at the D23 Expo back in 2022. I even got to see some of the footage of it in the big panel presentation. Looked okay at the time. But since then, it's kind of, we haven't really heard anything. It was supposed to have come out last fall. It didn't, because we've seen Disney drastically cutting back how much stuff they are making. But the good news is the show is still going ahead, according to Brad. He went on to say, "Frankly, in all honesty, there was a mandate to kind of create as much as we could for Disney Plus as quickly as we could. And then there was a shift, and all of a sudden we had to start spreading out our release dates. So that's really accounts for a lot of the delays. Now we're using that time, not just sitting idle, so it stays in the oven. You can bake certain things a little bit more. It actually, I think ultimately, is going to make things better. But most of it is just frankly shrapnel from the business." So it's nice to see this one being confirmed. Obviously, it gives them a little bit more time to get the editing right. Wouldn't surprise me if they do some reshoots. You know, maybe they need to tie in with some other projects like Armor Wars. But if they're a few years down the line, maybe just in terms of the timeline, it just doesn't make sense to get it out there now. I mean, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever came out a couple of years ago now, and yeah, it feels like it would have been a good time to do it. I mean, she's getting older, so the thing of like following on and doing, you know, reshoots and stuff, she could be, you don't want to be leaving it too long, because you know she'll be a couple of years older, and obviously, you know, when you're younger, that's a big impact. I think with Ironheart, you know, this is one of those things. I think taking their time is a good thing. Spreading out their releases, they want to get the MCU back to full power, and less releases is what they need, and make it feel special again. Maybe if they haven't got full sort of, maybe they're looking at this going, is this going to work? Maybe they cut it down a little bit, do what they did with Echo. Trim it down, drop it all at once, and get rid of it. But at the same time, you have to look at the original lineup that they had for like these coming phases. There was just stuff coming out pretty much nearly weekly. I mean, it was, I remember when they announced it back at the San Diego Comic-Con in 2019, it was like, there's just too much stuff there. It's just too much. And it proved to be right. It just, the audiences just were burnt out. Now we've got this like run. We've got X-Men coming up this week, but I think that's a very different situation. Hardcore fans will like it. It's a cartoon. It's not within the MCU. It's kind of separate. It's like having a comic book or a video game. Something like those lines of, it's separate. It's not part of it. The main core audience isn't really going to probably pay much attention to X-Men. But yeah, at least we do know that Ironheart is still kind of happening. I mean, it would make sense. I mean, if it's good enough and you can spend a little bit more time, you know, doing the editing, making it better, maybe do some reshoots and do some bits and pieces to make it look good. Maybe take a look at the special effects and working on that. If they've got a little bit more time. Make it really good. Do question whether or not we ever really needed an Ironheart series. Let's be honest, if she wasn't in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, it wouldn't have made a lot of difference. They could have done that with any other character. And this was, again, of like shoehorning stuff in during the pandemic. And this thing about them having that mandate, you can really see that when Disney Plus just shot off during the pandemic, the studios were the only thing that you could make. The parks were closed. Cinemas were closed. Disney Plus was the only thing bringing in money. They were trying to take on Netflix. They went all in. And unfortunately, the quality suffered. They just weren't able to do that. And we saw that time and time again with the writing on the shows just getting... Now, I wouldn't say they were terrible. I mean, you know, these shows that came out, I didn't think they were that bad. But they could have been a lot better. And I think that's ultimately the key thing. So... yeah, we're going to have, obviously, Ironheart coming up. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was a 2025 series. And I don't think it's going to be coming out anytime this year. But if they do that one, and maybe, you know, Wonder Man next year, or we've also got Daredevil as well. I mean, maybe two series a year is enough. I think, personally, that's probably enough to kind of keep audiences engaged. But yeah, let us know what you think. Are you excited about Ironheart? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's now talk about Latin America, because while here in the UK and in Canada and Australia, we had the StarHub added onto Disney Plus a couple of years ago now. In Latin America, Disney decided to do a little bit of an experiment. They tried something different. They tried launching a brand new streaming service called Star Plus. And it basically was all the content from the Star Hub that we have here on Disney Plus, kind of like all the Hulu bits and pieces, plus all the sports. So it was basically like a hybrid between Hulu and ESPN Plus. Well, Disney decided now that that hasn't worked. By the middle of this year, they are going to be kind of closing down Star Plus, merging it into Disney Plus, and kind of bringing it in line to what we're seeing, what's happening in the US with Hulu. We're seeing, you know, they know that one single platform is going to be easier for them to maintain, cheaper for them to produce content for, etc., etc. Well, over the last few weeks, we're starting to see a big shift in Latin America with them starting to sort of drip feed some content on there. It started like with, obviously, Echo was a big release that was shared a bit like they did in the US. Shogun was shared between Star Plus and also Disney Plus. And a couple of weeks ago, they added a host of the Planet of the Apes films. And this past weekend, they added some new like romantic films and shows. Things like the first season of Extraordinary. You had Love, Victor, Love, Simon, The Shape of Water, Not Dead Yet, and How I Met Your Father. So there was a kind of a collection there of Star originals. They've still got the Star original logo on them. No StarHub yet. I mean, they still haven't fully gone into that. And I wonder what's the plan for Disney Plus moving forward in Latin America. Are they just going to be like dropping things on there weekly and just kind of filling out the back catalogue before they do the full move over? Yeah, they haven't announced any details of how they're doing it, but this kind of like leaky kind of putting things on there and putting Star originals on Disney Plus, in some way, all they're doing is just making Latin America catch up with how we've got it here in the UK, just without that Star Hub. But maybe they don't want to have the Star Hub and the Star Plus like thing running at the same time. Don't know, but yeah, things are starting to leak into place. They're getting things ready. But yeah, so we're going to have, hopefully then, a much more unified platform with everything all on one place. And yeah, this kind of just higgity-podge all over the place with every single country having a slightly different system. The more unified, the better it's going to be. But let us know, is this affecting you? Are you happy about Star Plus merging in with Disney Plus? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. In our comment of the day, which comes from Frank, who says, how is it that Marvel Unlimited costs $10 a month, yet the manga subscription apps like Shonen Jump only cost about $3 and apparently has more subscribers and offers free chapter previews? So as a, I'm kind of a former subscriber to Marvel Unlimited. I've dropped in and out and stuff. I have stages where I want to read it and then I don't and then I do and then I pay for it and like anyone. So I've used it. Now in terms of like a price point, I think you've got to look at it of like, obviously like the anime in like other countries outside of Japan stuff, it is still in that kind of niche market. It's not mainstream and therefore goes out to a, like you say, there's more subscribers, but is that based on like Japan or other things like that? It's hard to tell. Also, just at a brief glance, you can see that Marvel Unlimited has twice as many comics, has 30,000 compared to 15,000 for the manga one. But also, it's just a different market. And also, I mean, essentially, you know, Marvel will want to make sure that that price is good to go for a while, get people locked in. I think the $9.99, I think that's a good price anyway. Hasn't really gone up, I don't think, for a while. But you got to look at it like as an American outlet, and manga is, they're just trying to get some extra cash. They'll probably make most of their money really with it in Japan. And that's that core difference. The manga is primarily aimed at just trying to get out to that niche audience and trying to get out to as many people as possible. But also Marvel Unlimited, they're trying to reach as many people as possible. I mean, now, I like reading comics, but I don't tend to like buying them so much because you can just get them on Marvel Unlimited. You go for a stage, you jump in there and you can kind of catch up on stuff. I need to read more comics. I go through these stages where I do it and I've got boxes and boxes of long boxes and I kind of just stopped buying them because I was just collecting dust and I got fed up and moving them from house to house. But yeah, I think the big key thing is you've got an American company that's their core audience of trying to get that money. And obviously Japan and also currency changes and stuff like that can be a big issue. But it's important to note, yeah, I think that $2.99, how long that stays like that, who knows? Again, if it's just old content, they're just looking at this as just trying to get you hooked in onto that platform and just to keep going with it. Whereas Marvel, I don't know, it's, and then also you could look at it of, you know, I think $2.99 seems really cheap, but then that's that kind of thing, it's cheap enough to get, especially like maybe students and stuff locked into this kind of thing to watch it. They need to keep that price low because if it was too high, people wouldn't do it. But let us know, do you subscribe to either one of these or both? Have you got any thoughts on it? Love to hear your suggestions. And also, if you've got any comic books that maybe are for Marvel Unlimited that I should check out, let me know. I really need to kind of get in and maybe get in that, back in that habit of reading at least a comic a day. That's what I used to like to do. I just read one. But anyway, let me know what you think of all this in the comments below. If you've got any suggestions for any comics to read, I'd love to hear that as well. Put them in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Hit that like button as well. That really does give a real big sort of boost to the channel. Really helps out. Sends a signal to YouTube that you're liking the content. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.